From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has demanded change in Iran's behavior that includes dropping its nuclear program, pulling back from regional conflicts, and support of militant groups, as well as an end to its sponsor of terrorism.
Iran continues to be, during the JCPOA, the world's largest sponsor of terror. It continues to serve as sanctuary for al-Qaeda, as it has done since 9/11, and remains unwilling to bring to justice senior al-Qaeda members residing in Tehran.
Pompeo warned of unprecedented financial pressures on the Iranian regime, but also held out an offer of a new day in relations if it changes course.
Once this is achieved, we're prepared to end the principal components of every one of our sanctions against the regime. We're happy at that point to reestablish full diplomatic and commercial relationships with Iran. And we're prepared to admit Iran to have advanced technology. If Iran makes this fundamental strategic shift, we too are prepared to support the modernization, reintegration of the Iranian economy into the international economic system.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the remarks, insisting his government will continue its path with the support of the people. The European Union said the Pompeo speech does not demonstrate how walking away from the 2015 nuclear agreement makes the region safer from nuclear proliferation. The Democratic Republic of Congo has begun administering an experimental Ebola vaccine to medical staff in the northwest city of Mbandaka. The World Health Organization is providing more than 7,500 doses to deal with an outbreak first detected in April that has claimed at least 26 lives. Mbandaka is a city of a million, and a handful of cases have spread alarm. The deadly virus could quickly spread. There are nearly 50 confirmed cases in the region. This is VOA News. Syrian forces have restored control over areas surrounding the capital Damascus for the first time since the early days of the 2011 civil war. They forced the withdrawal of Islamic State fighters from the southern Al-Hajar al-Aswad district and the adjacent Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp. This is yet another victory for the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Stephen Zunis, regional analyst from the University of San Francisco, said it's another step toward winning the conflict.
The question is how many people will continue to die in the government's offensives, given that the Syrian regime has cared very little about making distinctions between militia fighters and civilians in the areas they control.
The Syrian high command has vowed to continue the fight against terrorists in the country. Domestic and international reaction to the re-election of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has been almost universally negative. Mr. Maduro took nearly 70% of the vote, although less than 50% of eligible voters bothered to take part Sunday. Jennifer McCoy is a Georgia State University political science professor.
Venezuela will become more isolated. It doesn't mean that these governments will cut off all ties with the government, but they will treat them more as a de facto government.
The U.S. Monday announced new sanctions restricting the country's ability to liquidate state assets and debt in the U.S., aimed at choking off financing for the cash-strapped country. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has applied for re-entry to the Commonwealth after being suspended in 2003 over its electoral process. He also invited the group of former British colonies to send observers to planned July elections. A joint inspector's general report to the U.S. Congress said little progress has been made against the Taliban in Afghanistan. The Associated Press's Sagar Magani reports.
The report released by the Pentagon says the Taliban continue holding territory and launching devastating attacks around Afghanistan. The report does note Afghan forces are getting better, but says their numbers continue declining. The Trump administration launched a new war strategy last year aimed at forcing the Taliban into peace talks. The report says there's little publicly available evidence that it's working. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is said to be suffering from a lung infection and could remain hospitalized in the West Bank for days. It's his third hospitalization in a week. As residents of Santa Fe, Texas, mourn the loss of 10 people in last week's school shooting, local officials are beefing up security as students return to the classroom Monday. A statewide moment of silence was held for those killed. A 17-year-old student faces charges of capital murder and aggravated assault. And South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.